Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hip-hop?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Look, everyone's entitled to their opinion. It's something some people probably don't like, the haka. And I always enjoyed it. I enjoyed the haka, and I used to love it as a kid growing up. I used to love watching it, and just it was intriguing for me.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Andy Farrell keeps changes to a minimum for Ireland's test with Argentina. Two Leinster players are primed for their international debuts, with teammate Keane Healy to become Ireland's joint record caps holder. And the Pumas have also named their team for Friday night's game under the lights at the Aviva. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Ireland head coach Andy Farrell has made just one change to his starting 15 for Friday night's test with Argentina at the Aviva. Despite a number of underwhelming performances against the All Blacks last week, Bundee Aki is the only player to drop out of the starting team, and indeed the matchday 23. Robbie Henshaw partners Gary Ringrose in the centre this week. There are two potential debuts off the bench, with Tom O'Toole sustaining a head injury during his brief cameo last week, and Tyke Furlong still missing with a hamstring injury. Leinster tighthead Thomas Clarkson is named among the Ireland replacements, and there'll be no immediate chance for Kieran Frawley to atone for a disappointing showing last week, with Sam Prendergast primed for a first senior cap. At the other end of the experience spectrum, Keane Healy will equal Brian O'Driscoll's record of 133 Ireland caps when he's introduced off the bench on Friday night. Healy, though, says he won't be focusing on the personal milestone.
I will try and separate from this as much as possible. I kind of find any of the personal stuff adds more stress to my week than any of the group stuff. 100 cap week was probably the worst week of my career for how I felt. But there was loads of nice things said and loads of nice things done. Whereas something like a Grand Slam weekend, I can live it and thrive it and enjoy it far better. So I don't know, have I over time built myself so much into just group and hating personal, or I don't know what it is, but it's where my mindset goes on it.
And O'Driscoll will have no issue with surrendering his record to his former teammate.
He's earned the right to lead a team out, to kind of take on board all of the respect that I think people have for him, and the love from the crowd. Like, one thing playing 133 times, you know, out of 13 is another thing playing 133 times in the front row as a pinner. So I know not all of them have been starts, but it's a brutal place for him to start at 18 and still be going at 37 is incredible feat. So no one likes to lose a record, but it'll hell of a lot easier to lose to someone like him. Very hardworking, and incredibly humble guy, and very likable, great teammate. And I always loved the guys that had a bit of madness in them in their youth and then managed to round it up, which was, you know, definitely a bit of me and definitely a good bit of him too. So records are there to be broken, right?
You can hear much more from Brian O'Driscoll regarding Friday's defeat to the All Blacks and what's to come this Friday against the Pumas by clicking offtheball.com/join now. Farrell, meanwhile, also paid a glowing tribute today to Healy.
The utmost respect doesn't do it justice. It's been a pleasure to be able to coach him.
I was thinking back this morning in regards to my time with Kian. When I coached Keane for the first time, it was 2013 on the Lions Tour, and I was amazed at his athleticism. I mean, he would have been right in his pomp at that stage in 2013, you know, and if you remember rightly, he got a terrible ankle injury, and the tour was taken away from him. It was made for him, that type of tour. He's been a world-leading loosehead throughout his career. hence why I talk about 2013 and Lions, etc. But the transition that he's made in the last number of years in how he's not just accepted but relished the responsibility of being a mentor to somebody like Andrew Porter in the first instance. I mean, he's probably keen off 2013, isn't he? You know, he's probably a world class loose head, and Keane's part of the reason for that. You know, he's been selfless in that regard. Just watching him over the last couple of weeks, how he is with Jack Boyle, is priceless to see, you know. So I have the utmost respect. He's been a legend of our squad for all these years now, and he continues to be so.
In the wake of that defeat to the All Blacks, Farrell called for a response from his players. Aisling asked him this afternoon if he's seen that this week.
Yeah, but honestly, we trained well last week. It's about converting, isn't it? You know, when you get punched on the nose, how you react is different, isn't it? You know, to training and preparing well. We've trained well. We've been very honest and open in that regard, which tends to focus the mind in training anyway. But it was good last week. It was good last week. So it's about dealing with the moments in front of our face as the 80 minutes progresses. That's what we need to get better at.
Farrell has no qualms about sticking with Jack Crowley at out half.
I mean, Jack, along with quite a few of our players, would have been hoping for better performance. Some of them are lucky enough to get another chance to do that. Others are coming in, and some of them obviously played pretty well themselves, but there was too many people not right at the best last week, and we're hoping for everyone to improve, not just Jack. Obviously, the control of the game is something that Jack would be open and honest about of wanting to step up a little bit this week, but we've certainly seen that in training as well.
And the head coach says Jonathan Sexton's influence has been helpful to his out halves this week.
I've seen his influence, certainly with the kickers. They've certainly come on in the last couple of weeks just by a bit of routine and a bit of support, a bit of mentoring, etc. That's not just for the kickers, that's across the board as well.
One of those tens is Sam Prendergast, who'll make his debut when introduced on Friday night.
He's ready. He's for a young fella that's not had much game time provincially. He's obviously had more of late, but he's in an ironic way, he's been patient enough, because he's probably in his own mind, he's thought that he's been ready for quite some time. He's that type of kid. He's a confident kid. So the experience that he's got through being around the squad, he's a lot more comfortable in his own skin. The reason for taking him on the emerging tour was to make sure that he understood what it was to grab hold of his team and show that he is in charge, and he showed that in abundance. And we've seen the knock-on effect of that within the squad over the last couple of weeks. So in his own mind, he's ready. He's a young kid. That's in a pressurised type position, obviously, so he's going to make his mistakes, but that's the nature of anyone coming through, isn't it?
So that Ireland team has Hugo Keenan at full-back, Mac Hansen and James Lowe once again on the wings. Gary Ringrose partnered this week in the centre by Robbie Henshaw. Jack Crowley continues at out-half with his half-back partnership with Jemison Gibson-Park untouched. Andrew Porter, Ronan Kelleher and Finlay Beelam are once again the front row. Joe McCarthy and James Ryan packed down behind them in the second row. And it's a back row of Tadhg Byrne, Josh van der Fleer and Caelan Doris, who of course captains the team. On the bench then for Ireland, Rob Herring, Keane Healy and debutant Thomas Clarkson covering the front row. Ryan Baird and Peter O'Mahony covered the rest of the forwards. And the backs are covered by Craig Casey, Sam Prendergast and Jamie Osborne. For his part, Puma's head coach Felipe Contepomi has made three changes to the team that so comfortably disposed of Italy last week. Pablo Matera is restored to their back row, where he'll win his 108th cap, replacing Bristol's Santiago Grandona. In front of them, Franco Molina makes way for the Bordeaux lock Guido Petty. Much like Farrell, Contepomi's made a switch at inside centre, where this week Matthias Moroni comes in for Matthias Orlandi. Argentina lineout coach Juan Martín Fernández Lobbe joined this morning's Off the Ball breakfast and believes how Friday's game is refereed around the contact area will be crucial to its outcome.
Definitely. We know how important penalties are in international footy. You know, with the type of kickers, you could get either 3 points or you could get a 60-meter kick. You go into a lineout, you are under pressure straight away. You have maybe 150 racks a game, you know what I mean? And you will have 12 lineouts, 10 scrums. Definitely, it's an area of the game that is so, so important. And rugby is a contact game. Normally, 99 out of 100, whoever wins the contact will win a game. So that's why I believe, first, we all need to take the responsibility and say, okay, let's try to be legal in everything we do. Let's try not to look for that gray area and drill on our players how can we become better, and then keep on thinking, everyone in international rugby, how we make it very clear the contact area.
You can hear a lot more from Juan Martín and James Tracy too from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast by becoming an Off the Ball member now. So that Argentina team has Juan Cruz Malia at full back, Rodrigo Isgro and Bautista Delgui are on the wings, Lucio Cinti and Matias Moroni are in the centre, Thomas Albornoz and Gonzalo Bertranu are their halfbacks. It's a front row of Thomas Gallo, Julian Montoya and Joel Sclavi, Guido Petty and Pedro Rubiolo are in the second row, Pablo Matera, Juan Martín González and Joaquín Oviedo are their back row. On the bench for Argentina will be Ignacio Ruiz, Ignacio Calles, Francisco Gomez Codella, Franco Molina, Santiago Grondona, Gonzalo Garcia, Santiago Carreras and potential debutant Justo Picardo, so there's no Santiago Cordero of Connacht to play against Ireland on Friday.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Wales will be without scrum half Thomas Williams for their clash with Australia on Sunday. He suffered a shoulder injury during the record-equalling 10th successive test defeat that came against Fiji last weekend. Ellis Bevan replaces the Gloucester number 9 among four changes, with Tom Rogers in for Mason Grady and flankers Tane Plumtree and Tommy Reffel dropping out for Jack Morgan and James Botham. Wales, of course, in the midst of that 10-game losing streak, which stretches back to last year's World Cup. That run includes a pair of defeats to the Wallabies in July, but Australia centre Len Iketau believes they'll have work to do to secure the hat-trick for the year.
Yeah, just on those games, like, they were tough games. The two games that we had in Australia, you know, they got some fast backs, silky skills. And I was here last year playing for Barbarians, and they smoked us, and it was just a tough game. And they're always going to be tough, and especially at home, it's going to be a good crowd and everyone's going to be ready to go.
Keith Wood's son Gordon has joined the Munster Academy. The 20-year-old centre started out with Ballina Killaloe and went on to play schools rugby for St Munchens. Wood has started all six games of Gary Owen's season so far in the Energia All-Ireland League this year. He's already played for Munster in a pre-season fixture against Gloucester in September, so is no stranger to the provincial setup. He joins 19 other players in the Munster Academy, with Sean Idogbo among his fellow year-oners. George Haddon, Shane McCarthy, Ben O'Connor and Ronan Fox are among the second-year contingent, while in year three are Evan O'Connell and Ruan Quinn. Finn Russell could be set for a return to France. His former club Racing 92 and Stade Francais are just two of five clubs said to be interested in the Mercurial Scot. Russell left Racing for Bath in the summer of 2023, having made more than 100 appearances for the Parisian club. The 32-year-old is contracted to Bath until 2026, the same time that Owen Farrell's deal in Paris expires. Saracens and Bristol have also shown an interest in Russell, according to Rugby Pass, as well as Japan Rugby League One club Uriasu D-Rocks, where Russell's former teammate Greg Laidlaw is on the coaching staff. Wasps and Worcester have both made moves towards their respective resurrections today. Wasps went to the wall in 2022 following a disastrous move to Coventry. However, they've now acquired a 10-year option on some land in Swaley, which is in Kent. Wasps had already applied to be part of next season's Tier 2 of English rugby. Also confirming their Tier 2 application today are Worcester. They lodged an expression of interest last month, formalising that application today. In a statement they wrote, "We look forward to working closely with the RFU throughout the application process and will keep fans and supporters updated on our progress. We acknowledge that there are still many hurdles to cross and eagerly anticipate the next challenge." Finally, a rugby player in New Zealand has received a 4-year ban after admitting to purchasing banned substance clenbuterol. New Zealand Customs intercepted a package bound for Dunedin-based Carlin Wilkinson Ballantyne in February. He admitted to purchasing the clenbuterol, but not the tamoxifen that came with the package. The latter is used to counter the side effects of steroid use for doping purposes. Wilkinson Ballantyne's ban is backdated to June 10th of this year. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.